Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Hi, this is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, June 26, 2017, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas, guess what? A huge success. Well, ladies, if you're ready to make it happen in your business and life, guess what? You are listening to the right show. All this month, during the month of June, I've been sharing ways to boost and add fire to your goals and planning for the rest of this year. And if you have missed any of our previous Mondays, you can listen to the broadcast by visiting our website, SuccessfulWomanRadio.com. Again, that's SuccessfulWomanRadio.com. Well, I trust that you had a great weekend, and on yesterday, Sunday, you took the time to review your calendar and ensure that all activities and tasks scheduled are supporting your goals for this week. In other words, by Friday, you want to be able to say, have I completed goal A, B, and C, and with such confidence to say yes, I have completed them and there are no tasks left undone. And that's what you want to be able to do. So it's so important that you start with your calendar, your activities. Now, if you don't have a calendar, now is the time to do so. And those of you who've been longtime listeners of the show, you know what I'm going to recommend, right? You got it. I'm going to recommend that you use Google Calendar. It's a free, awesome, powerful tool that will help you keep organized, whether it is on your phone or on your desktop. And that's the great thing about Google Calendar is that you can be on your phone and enter in an event or a task that you need to take care of, and then go to your desktop and see the same thing, and vice versa. You can go on your desktop and enter in a task or an activity that you need to schedule and open up your phone and actually see it there as well. And that is why technology is so wonderful with doing your calendar, because it doesn't allow you to forget anything and it stops you from repeating or having multiple calendars all over the place. Okay, don't do that. So again, I recommend Google Calendar, which is probably one of the better calendars out there. And of course, it syncs with every phone, whether it's your iPhone or your Android-based phone, it is going to sync just fine. Well, our theme all this month has been business clarity and focus, such an important theme, especially since we're coming around to our six-month rollout before the year ends. And, you know, it's so important for all of us as businesswomen to understand the importance of this point and juncture in the year. 6 months before the year ends means that you still have time to establish new goals or to accomplish the goals that you have already written down on paper, right? You still have time to accomplish those goals. It's going to be a little more challenging and you're going to have to really be focused, which is why we are, doing this topic, clarity and focus. But in addition to that, 6 months out also means that you have the opportunity to correct any challenges or any problems that have occurred, whether it's with customers or whether it is a challenge that you've been having in the business and you need to iron it out. You will have that opportunity as well, but you won't have that opportunity to do any of the things I just mentioned if you do not put yourself in the CEO role of your business, that is the visionary, the ambassador, the entrepreneur role, the person that is managing and looking at the business with a bird's eye view instead of working in the business as a laborer. And of course, as you know, when you work in your business as the laborer, it's very, very difficult to then, you know, work on the business from an entrepreneur CEO perspective. As a matter of fact, with women, we are so used to servitude, to serving, to being in that busy capacity, to being in that capacity of doing the grunt work, always doing the labor work. What, while it's nothing wrong with that, as the CEO of your company, that is not where you should be spending the majority of your time, okay? Now, especially if you've owned your business for 3 to 5 years, it's time for you to really just move out of that labor role. However, if you just started your business, you can expect to play more of that labor role, but the goal is to get to at least 50% entrepreneur visionary, okay? For those of you that are new to the show and you keep hearing me talk about the roles, well, there are three primary roles that have to be played in every business. And I first want to give credit to one of the best books around. I consider it the business Bible, and that is E-Myth Revisited by Michael Gerber. And I first learned really over 10 years ago about these roles through reading the book E-Myth, E as in entrepreneur, myth. And I first learned about it through that book that gave three roles that must be played in every business. And then as I have learned the importance of those roles and had my own aha moments about those roles, I have been able to extend what those roles really mean to me and how I can keep myself in the entrepreneur visionary role more often. And then I've been able to write some processes down that I know have helped a lot of my clients, and they will help you too. So that's what the three roles are, laborer, manager, entrepreneur, visionary. And those three roles have to be played. It's not that you get to choose one or the other. No, all three of those roles must be played out in your business. And sometimes it does mean that's you, the solo entrepreneur, that you've got to figure out how to balance. In one of the trainings that I give a training called What's Your E Number? And the, of course, the E for What's Your Entrepreneurial Number? In other words, what is the percentage of time that you spend in each of those roles? And what does that mean to you and your business? So stay tuned because you may hear that particular training come back up again before the month of July is over. So today's hot topic, well, we, again, all this month been talking about business clarity and focus. Today, on the last Monday of June, we're going to be talking about something that is very, very important to every business, and that is being clear on the money. You know, while the administrative function is important in your business, you must also place yourself in that CEO position in order to focus on the most important thing to keep your business alive. And yes, that is the money. So how do you begin to focus on the money? What is the mindset that you have to have about the money? So we're going to be talking about that, and I'm going to be sharing some ways to best focus on generating revenue in your business a little bit later in the show. I also have a wonderful lineup for you today. 5 questions to spark your abundance. Not going to forget about that. I have a book excerpt from our book club book of the month, Do It Now by Dr. William J. Nouse. And of course, I'm going to be reading from the chapter, and I just want to make sure I've got the right chapter here before I tell it to you. I'm going to be reading from chapter 14, Clear Thinking Gets It Done. Again, Clear Thinking Gets It Done. So I'm going to be reading some things from this. And this is chapter 14, starting on page 171 of the book itself. And then, of course, we have been planning the WAB event, the Implementation Mastermind. We're almost finished with the planning, but I do want to give you a date to go ahead and mark in your calendar. So I'm going to do that a little bit later on in the show. Now, for those of you that are new to Successful Woman Radio, I want to share with you what we are all about. Successful Woman Radio is all about providing women who are in business with a positive environment where you can be motivated, encouraged, and inspired to create a successful life, generating the income that you desire. And that is what we are all about. And of course, mark your calendar for every Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, as we are on mostly every single Monday. Now, we are celebrating our 10th year live on the air every Monday, and it is a big accomplishment. We consider that. And so I want you to understand and know our commitment at Women About Biz to you. And so please make sure you mark your calendar again, Mondays at 12 noon Eastern. And then, of course, please make sure you spread the word about the Success Radio Show. If you want to listen to previous broadcasts, in addition to going to the website, successfulwomanradio.com, well, guess what? You can also listen from the convenience of your smart device, like your phone or your notepad or iPad. Here's what you need to do. You can download the app Stitcher, S-T as in Tom, S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R, Stitcher. Download that app. And then once you have the app all downloaded on your system, then you're going to do a search for Successful Woman Radio, spaced out in between the words, spelled all the way out, Successful Woman Radio. And once you find the show, you're going to click on the heart button to like it as one of your favorites. And then that way the show will be readily available to you through your Stitcher app right there on your phone, your notepad, or your iPad. So I just wanted to make sure that you know the best ways to listen to the show. And, of course, there's nothing like listening to the show live. You catch the very essence of what I am sharing, and it really does help out. We're going to go ahead right now and move on into the five questions to spark your abundance. Here's question number one. Who would I like my customer or client to be this week? Well, you know, as I repeat this question every Monday, I really try to think of new ways to introduce what it really means. And so today I want to say it's important for you to know your target market. You can't really answer the question, who would I like my customer or client to be, until you're clear on your target market. Once you know the customer profile or characteristics that you want your customers to have, and you feel that most of the customers that you have already have those characteristics, then you can go ahead and start knowing the types of individuals that are best for your business. Perhaps you've already qualified some prospects into leads, and you need to call them because you want them to be your customer this week. That is so very, very important. So I want to encourage you, okay? I want to encourage you to get in touch with the customer and get in touch with your inner self in regards to being a customer, so that you can properly identify and create a characteristic profile. For example, a characteristic profile might be that they are female, 35 to 65 years old. They may have an income bracket of $75,000 a year. They love to dress and wear high fashionable clothes. They love designer stuff. They believe in investing in themselves and their training and that type of thing. So you have to make a profile of what your typical customer is all about. Where do they hang out at? They tend to hang out on groups in Facebook, or they tend to be on LinkedIn, or they tend to be on Instagram. So wherever they are, you need to be, of course. And then, of course, you come up with a script, a way that you are going to approach individuals about becoming your customer or client. Of course, there's nothing like a simple question with, what do I need to do for you to become my client today? After you have qualified that they're interested in what you have, okay? Here's number two. What can I do to generate cash this week? Again, what can I do to generate cash this week? Well, this question is a multi-part question, and the reason why it is because there are things that you have to take action on in order for yourself to answer this question. Number one, you know, where I say the word cash, I want you to actually replace that with a dollar amount so that you can drill down to what it is that you really want this week. Do I need to make $500 this week, $1,500, $2,500 this week? What is it? But then after you drill down, you have to ask yourself additional questions to help you answer this bigger one, which is, What will I do in order to generate this kind of money? What products or services do I have? Can I put out before people right now? How fast can I get the information out? You know, do I have my mailing list in order? You know, so all of those things go into you generating a specific amount of cash, because of course they all have to be in place in order for you to market to those individuals and do some type of special offer, whether it is an email campaign, whether it is a calling campaign where you actually call them one-on-one, whatever you need to do to generate the cash, it needs to be well thought out and executed immediately and put into action, right? And of course, you're going to be able to use your Google Calendar to schedule all of those action items in, making sure that you double pad the time so that you don't get overwhelmed with a lot of expired things you're supposed to take care of. Here's number three. What can I do to be a better leader this week? Again, what can I do to be a better leader this week? Well, leadership is first all about accepting the responsibility for your business when it's doing good and when it's not doing so good, right? When things are going right and when things are going wrong, you have to accept the responsibility all the way around, 360 degrees committed, right? And as a leader, you have to evaluate and ask yourself, what can I do to be a better leader? How important is that? And, you know, again, all this month we're talking about business clarity and focus, and that's one of the things that you need to be doing to be a better leader is better focus, get clear. That's the greatest gift you can give to your business is get clear. Okay, get clear on what your business goals are and the type of money you want to generate in that business. So becoming a better leader is evaluating what is not going right in the business, evaluating and looking at what position description you need to have in order to be a better CEO. And by the way, if you have not did a position description, that's probably where you should start. Here's number four. What prospects or possible collaborations can I follow up with this week? Well, in order to have prospects, you have to be generating leads or have people referring others to you. And of course, in order to do that, you have to have people to talk to. You have to have a list of individuals that are what would be considered a warm list of individuals that have either requested information about your business, they've signed up for a newsletter or some particular type of workshop or program you're giving, and you need to be able then to follow up with that. Now, also, in reference to prospects and collaborations, it requires you to get yourself out there networking as well. And I always recommend that you network at least twice a week, okay? Although I will tell you, savvy networkers network daily, okay, Monday through Saturday. They're at some type of event out there. And probably those are the individuals where their businesses are heavily dependent on people, you know, and although all businesses are, some businesses are really people dependent, meaning they've really got to get out there, or their business is sales dependent, okay? And if that's your business, then that means that you have to have a fresh batch of people to talk with all of the time. And it's not going to happen with you just sitting in your home office by osmosis. It's only going to happen when you make a determination to get out there, right? Very, very important. Keep in mind that before you get out there, you need to make sure you set the foundation by having all of the necessary tools that are going to make you feel comfortable, whether it's a brochure, whether it is a postcard flyer, whether it is a packet of some type, whatever it is. Just remember, you don't hand it out to every single person. You hand it out to people who have answered specific questions for you that will quickly help you to determine whether or not they would be a good prospect and fit for your business. And trust me, there is a way to do that. And then, of course, number five, last but not least, what are ways I can market and promote my business this week? Again, what are ways I can market and promote my business this week. Remember, ladies, you have the power to create your streams of abundance, and it all begins with you taking swift and immediate action. Well, that is that segment for the five powerful questions of abundance. For those of you that have just tuned in, you're listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show with me, Trina Newby, your host and business success coach. I want to ask all of you for a blessing right now. If you could, if you are on your computer, or if you can flash over on another line on your cell phone, I want you to either text, call, or just share a quick message on social media that Successful Woman Radio is on the air and we're talking about being clear and focused on your business. Very, very important. And again, the phone number for the show, for those of you with pencil in hand, is 347-637-2589. And for those of you that just want to share the link where they can listen online quickly, it is blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio, spelled all the way out. Again, blogtalkradio.com. /successfulwomanradio, spelled all the way out. If you could just bless the show by calling at least one person or connecting with at least one person and letting them know, hey, look, the show, get on the show for 30 minutes. Listen, because it's talking about something that all business women need to hear, and that is on being clear on the money, which is so very, very important. Okay. So I appreciate that. If just share it with one other person, and by doing that, you're blessing the life of one other person who today may not have been doing very well in business for all of this year, and they may hear one thing that becomes their aha moment in helping them to push through and move forward with their business. So I appreciate that, and I thank you in advance to all of you who continue to bless us by sharing the show with others and by emailing us and letting us know how much you enjoy the show. It is 12:22 after the hour, and you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. I want to go ahead right now and move right into our book club book of the month, which is entitled Do It Now, Break the Habit of Procrastination. You know, what better book than this one to really act as a companion with our topic, business clarity and focus, because a lot of the times we are not clear or we are not focused because we're all over the place. And when we're not all over the place, we're procrastinating, right? So this book is really, really good. I'm going to be reading from chapter 14, Clear Thinking Gets It Done. Okay. The author starts out with this chapter by saying the situation changes in the mind of the beholder. Joseph K. in Franz Kafka's The Trial was arrested one morning and didn't know the reason. Although the authorities released him on his own recognizance to await the trial, his life revolved around trying to discover the charges brought against him and how his defense was progressing. Many people who procrastinate place themselves on trial daily, the author says. They act as if they suffer from some unknown but fatal personality flaw. They search for this flaw in much the same way that Joseph K. searched for the reason behind his indictment. So the search goes on for the fatal flaw. Faulty thinking is one of those flaws that can lead us to procrastination, which results in making you feel as if you were in emotional trouble. Learning how to recognize and correct this biased thinking opens opportunities up for constructive actions. Knowing the pitfalls that interfere with straight thinking is often not enough to change those procrastinative habits. Some procrastinators delight in such self-revelations, but still fall into the behavior procrastination trap. Let's look at extremist mental traps that support procrastination practices and at the clear thinking action steps we can use to unlock our minds when in these traps. In this chapter, I'll emphasize self-concept issues because self-doubt, procrastination, often gains momentum from these problem habits of the mind. So the first problem habit he talks about is extremist thinking. He says, remember the story of the little boy who cried wolf? He too often made up a story that a wolf was coming, and when the wolf finally came, no one believed him. From time to time, practically everyone will exaggerate or embellish reality. However, some of these embellishments become problem habits when what we imagine evokes distress, disturbs our relationships, and promotes delay. When you enter this jungle of extremist thinking, you will surely entangle yourself. Sounds familiar, ladies? He says, wandering through the mental jungle, our thoughts and beliefs echo through our language, and our language, in turn, colors our thoughts and beliefs. We still think we are perceiving reality, but are actually perceiving distorted ideas. Our thoughts and languages represent our interpretations of reality, but reality is different from them. This is an important yet not so obvious idea. For example, the two words lemon drop are different from the taste of a real lemon drop. Nevertheless, the words anticipate and describe an experience others can understand. Our choice of language has evocative power that reflects, anticipates, and defines experience. This partially explains why we procrastinate. The manana ploy, for example, involves interpreting the task, anticipating the effort, and coming to a better to delay conclusion. We can find many other time-robbing, overgeneralized problem habits of the mind that reside in our mental jungle that delay do it now. And then he says there is the allness thinking. General semanticists describe allness thinking as an overgeneralized communication. When a person has a problem with his or her self-perception, for example, allness thinking generates statements about the self, such as everybody thinks I'm a failure. I always alienate others. I can't do anything right. These vague value terms and phrases mislead. People who define themselves as strong or weak, good or bad, often forget that they use limited value terms to describe the whole self. Skewing our definition of reality by oversimplifying the self distorts perception and perspective. Nevertheless, some people believe that they are strong when they follow through and weak when they don't. When they apply this strong-weak dichotomy to themselves, they often go through the day feeling like the ball in an aggressive game of ping pong. And I just want to, as a side note, say that this allness thinking, I think a lot of women do it, you know, like, I don't know, I'm not cut out to be an entrepreneur. Maybe it's just not for me. You know, everybody always thought I was better at doing this or that, and so maybe I need to stick with that. You have to remember that these are all ploys to procrastinate or to stop from doing something that is something important to you. And you have to be very, very careful about that. Okay. And then there are other types of procrastinative type methods that we tend to use with ourselves. Okay. He talks about the boomerang question and disguised demands. He says boomerang questions are those with a built-in answer that is not good. Some examples of this boomerang line of questioning to ourselves is, when was the last time I did anything right? Or why did I act so grossly? A rhetorical question such as, wouldn't it be better if I didn't procrastinate, can lead to what he calls a monosyllabic yes, which has at best a neutral impact. In other words, a boomerang question is something that you already feel that you know the answer to, and you're saying it out loud to yourself. But in actuality, it's negative, and it's going to cause a negative negative result. And then he says there are disguised demands. We've all seen the type of children's pictures in which various figures are hidden. At first, we may not see the figure. After a while, we discover what and where they are. Like embedded figures, disguised demands are often hidden parts of the mental jungle. We may not see them unless we look. We've visited the world of abolitionist statements that use should, ought, or must. When these words represent an irrational negative demand, they signal a faulty judgment. For example, you may believe that people should treat you fairly, and then you get yourself angry when they don't understand your script unfortunately, no law says that others should treat you according to your idea of fairness when that notion is both discretionary, arbitrary, and possibly counter to the interest of others. He says the negative power of absolute statements translate into other forms, some that are embedded in our thoughts in a way that makes them less available. He says, watch out for these disguised demands. And he talked about, be careful about using statements with the word should, ought, and must appear. He says these statements can really act negatively when you're trying to move forward with your life or your business. And I totally get that. And his book gets a little bit complex and a little bit difficult to understand what he's trying to say sometimes. However, if you go back over it and if you read each chapter from the beginning, he does do a very good job of laying out what the chapter is about and why he is saying what he says in each of those chapters. So again, make sure you add this to your success library. Do it now. Break the Procrastination, written by Dr. William J. Nouse. He is a professor, college professor. He is a writer of several books, and I know that this one is one that should be on your bookshelf. It is 12:31 after the hour, and you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I am so very, very glad that you are here with me today. Well, here we are about six months out from the end of the year, and it is so very, very important for you to understand that this is not the time to give up and say, oh, shoot, it's 6 months out, and there is no way I'm going to catch up with the goals and different things that I have to get done for the rest of this year, so I may as well just take it easy and start all over in 2018. Well, that is certainly not the way of a CEO, and think about it. If you had hired somebody to be the CEO of your company and they said that, you would fire them in a heartbeat. So don't you think that way. You've got 6 months left. So it's time for you to tighten up, to get your butt in gear and get ready to take some massive action towards the things that you want to do for the rest of this year. Now, if you didn't accomplish your goals so far that you established for yourself in January or late last year for this year, well, then now is the time for you to really get that list back out and kind of go over it and prioritize and even eliminate the things that no longer are priorities for you. Because what I want you to do is to really just narrow down a list of goals that you would like to accomplish for the rest of this year. Okay. Now, normally when you're doing that, figuring out what your vision is for the rest of this year, what it is that you want to experience, you don't really want to overwhelm yourself with so many visions or master goals that, you know, you're setting yourself up for failure. So I would say that for a businesswoman, some of the things that you're most concerned about is, what is my financial goal? In other words, how much money do I want to have in sales, or how much money do I want to have in net profit by the end of this year or by December 1st, right? And then you also want to look at your goals as far as your marketing goals. What would you like to see marketing wise and promotional wise happening with your business for the rest of this year? How do you want to brand yourself? You know, would you like to go ahead and set that goal to be in a magazine article for this year, get interviewed on several online radio shows this year? What is it that you need to be doing to get the word out there about your business? Okay, so I want you to set those goals, make them realistic, but also make them stretchable goals that will push you beyond just where you are right now. Very, very important. And then, of course, once you have those goals ready, then you can start working on tasks for each of the goals so that you'll have tasks to support the goals and to plot those tasks in your planner. And so, again, I want to remind you of how important this point is for you and your business. You are at the halfway mark, and now this is going to give you that opportunity to have your breakthrough, to push through, which is so very, very important, okay? I want you to remember that. So very, very important for you to push through and make it happen. Okay, I want to just right quick before we go into our topic for today. Okay, I want to remind you that this is a really good time for you to start scheduling in your calendar every week. I would say you need about 2 or 3 hours scattered out over the week for you to start getting ready with your strategy, which is so very, very important. And we have an implementation workshop that we have been planning and preparing for. So what I want to do is I want to go ahead and I want to give you that the date for the implementation workshop, or at least when it is going to start. Now, it's actually a program, and it's going to be over a 4-week period. So I want to just let you know it starts on Tuesday, the 11th of July, and it goes all the way until Tuesday, the 9th of August. Okay, so from the 11th of July through the 9th of August. And so I want you to mark those that time frame, and I want you to have the time 7:30 p.m. in your calendar, 7:30 p.m., and then I will make sure on next Monday we will be announcing, we're going to have about 15 minutes that we contribute to the implementation mastermind. And so again, I think that you are going to really enjoy some of the new additions that we've added to the implementation mastermind. You're going to truly enjoy all of the things that we can do to help you grow your business and to meet your goals for 2017. Can you believe we're going up on 2018? Wow, that's amazing. You know, we are, the time just keeps moving so quickly. And I know sometimes when you're in business, you feel as though you don't have enough time to make the kind of money that you want to. But I'm here to tell you, I have witnessed clients making 6 figures in 6 months. I have witnessed clients generating a 5-figure incomes monthly when they didn't generate zero for the first 6 months. So I really know what I'm talking about when I say that if you start zoning in on what it is that you want, and then gain that clarity that you need and know what your role is as the CEO, you can accomplish amazing things within the next 6 months. And that's what you want to do. So December 1st, we're not going to go past December 1st. December 1st is the cutoff date for the rest of this year that all of your goals for this year should be accomplished. And while you don't want to put undue pressure on yourself, you do want to stretch yourself and have that challenge of accomplishing specific goals, including financial goals, right? Very, very important. So again, as I said before, this is the right time now to start scheduling 2 to 3 hours, dividing that time up throughout the week that you're going to have your planning time. Now, I like to do my planning time early in the wee hours of the morning, like 5 a.m., 5:30 a.m. It just seems that I am clear that time. So whatever time you feel to not have as much mental fogginess, that you seem to be clearer, that you seem to be better able to brainstorm, then that is the time that you should plan and be able to do some things, write things down on paper, what have you, for your business. It's 12:38 after the hour, and you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. I want to go ahead right now and go over our topic for today, which I'm very, very excited about, and that is nothing other than being clear on the money part of your business. I can't begin to tell you how important being clear on the money part of the business is. So again, I want to just say, while the administrative function is important in your business, you must also place yourself in the CEO position in order to focus on the most important thing to keep your business alive. And we're talking about the money, right? So let's get right to it. Hopefully you ladies have a pen and paper, and you are ready to take some good notes and listen as I discuss with you being clear on the money. The first thing I want to say is, what is clarity? Okay, let's go back over what clarity really, really is, because oftentimes when I talk to female clients, they don't really use the word clarity. They just say, I need to get, you know, I either need to get clear, or I really need to understand what it is that I need or want out of my business. And I just don't know. So then we need to, let's all be on the same page and let's go ahead and look up the definition of clarity. Okay. So according to dictionary.com, okay, clarity means clearness, okay, or lucidity, lucidity means completely clear as to the perception or understanding, the freedom of distinctiveness, okay? And so what clarity means in business is that you are clear on what it is that you want to experience within some given time frame. You're clear on that, and you're not going to be wishy-washy on it. You're not going to go from one thing to the next because you're clear. You know what it is that you want. And see, this is why it is so important for you to have a vision already bullet pointed out of knowing what are the things that you want to experience by the end of this year. Because once you know that, then you can set goals to each one of them to support them. And then, of course, task will support each of the goals. So that is so important for you to get at this point about what clarity is, okay? And for the purpose of business, right? Clarity is being clear on what it is that you want to experience within a given time frame. And then, of course, you're going to set goals to each of the experiences you want to have, and then you're going to set tasks to support the goals. So now that we know what business clarity is, okay, now what we're going to talk about is, what does it have to do with being clear on money, being clear on the money? Well, as the CEO of your company, a lot of the times to gauge whether things are going right in the business, the CEO is responsible for looking at all types of financial reports, for holding the team accountable, okay, and for establishing the sales goals. So the CEO is responsible for that. And oftentimes in a small business, especially when you are a solo entrepreneur, the sales goals don't get established and no one is held accountable to that, okay? But everything you're doing in your business administratively, all of the planning, all of the strategic planning, all of the goal setting, you know, plotting the task activities in your calendar, all of those things really are going towards one primary focus, and you've got it. It's the money. As a matter of fact, there is a quote that I really love, which was the definition of what a business is, right? And I was reading one day a book by Brad Sugars. And for those of you who are not familiar with Brad Sugars, he is the founder and the CEO of a large company, which is a franchise of coaches called Action Coach. And he's written several books, maybe 20 plus books. And one of his books I was reading, and he was talking about, you know, what is a business? And he was saying that just simply a business is an entity, number one, that generates a positive revenue, a positive cash flow. And then number two, that business, the owner can be absent from the business and it still is making money. That is what the definition for him of what a business is. And I've adopted that for myself as well. Okay. So number one, a business generates a net profit, right? And then number two, if you were to take a leave of absence or completely remove yourself from the equation of that business based on the systems and principles that you've put in place, Can that business continue to run and make money on its own? And so those two things are very, very important and must be present in order for a business to be considered a business, right? And so with that said, money really is something very, very important. But women run and hide from that issue of money. There are some things going on in oftentimes in the businesses of solo entrepreneurs and micro business owners that shouldn't be. Number one, a lot of the times we don't ask for the money. We have a tendency to give away services. It's not so easy to do with products, but we do have a tendency to give away services. But we have to be careful with products too, because sometimes you'll put a product in the hand of the customer and say, oh, I can get the money whenever. But we cannot do that and make a net profit in the business, which is so very important for you to get. And so, you know, again, there are practices that we do as business women that really have no place in business. And sometimes that's that emotional side of us saying, oh, I really want this person to have this service, or I really want them to have a product, so I'm going to just give it to them. But you are in business. And you have a responsibility to the board, even if the board is just represented by you, you have a responsibility to generate revenue and to generate a profit, okay? So let's go in first of all and take a look at ways to be clear on the money. So first and foremost, I think that you really have to establish your annual sales goals, okay? You have to establish your annual sales goal. And once you establish your annual sales goal, then you're going to break it down by quarters. Now, this is where I like to bring in the example that when you are listening to like Bloomberg Television or one of the financial shows or the news and the financial segment, and they have a CEO on, I will tell you right now, you will never hear the CEO talk about the labor role. The CEO is not going to say, well, I was working on the conveyor belt in the assembly line, and I didn't necessarily have time to pull these numbers together. No, that's not what you're going to hear the CEO say, right? No, the CEO always, when we're listening to interviews of CEOs on television, we almost always are hearing them talk about their earnings. First quarter earnings, second quarter earnings, third quarter earnings, fourth quarter earnings. They always talk about their earnings. And then if their earnings are short, meaning they did not meet their expectations of the board or the stockholders or what have you, then they go into talking about what they're going to do different that's going to make it better. The promises to the stockholders or to the board, they start sharing that. Hey, this is what's going to make it better. Third quarter, we were down by 15%. This was not as expected. However, we expect this department of this product to generate and yield a much higher earning or yield for the next quarter. And this is why we've hired more people, or we have new designers on board. We have this or that. And so that is how you're going to hear the CEO talk. So it's important for you to understand that the CEO can't speak that way unless they have something with which to measure everything by, right? And what they have is an established sales goal for the year. So oftentimes the sales goal in a much larger company can be set by the board, but most of the time, even if it is a large company, the sales goal is established by the CEO and the upper management team, because they look at what their sales were the previous year and they stretch themselves for the next year. And then, of course, you can break down those sales goals quarterly. Now, here's why that's so important. And this is why I talk about a lot of the times why the strategic plan is so important, because the strategic plan differs from a business plan. The strategic plan is saying, hey, here's my blueprint. Here's how I'm going to do what I said I wanted. This is how I'm going to get it. Whereas the business plan talks not necessarily about how it's going to get done. It's talking about what it is that I want, what it is that is going to happen in this business. Okay, it talks about the what. And it talks about why the business is established and how the business can help others through the services or products of the business. But the business plan doesn't necessarily go into the whole marketing plan or the strategy of this is our blueprint and how we're going to market our business and get it out there. Okay, so again, some business plans do have a marketing piece that talk about that, but they don't go in depth. So the strategic plan is just that. It narrows in and it focuses on specific objectives that the company wants to have accomplished by a certain date. Okay, objectives might be a financial goal, it may be some type of marketing goal, a branding goal, or it may be a new number of clients that the company wants to pull in, and those three things might be the objectives of the strategy, and then it goes ahead and lays out how those objectives are going to be met and implemented in order to see the goals of the strategy come to fruition, okay? So hopefully I didn't confuse anyone and you guys all have that, okay? So number one, again, was establish annual sales goals. Here's number two. After you've established annual sales goals and you've broken them down by quarters, then you must also establish, okay, business goals to support the sales. So then that's where you ask yourself, what can I, you know, if your annual sales goal was $100,000 and you broke it down by four quarters, making that $25,000 a quarter that you want to bring in, that is your quarterly figure. Okay, so then if you establish business goals to support that, then you have to ask yourself what products or services can help to drive that number, right? So you put that down. Then you're going to ask yourself what kind of admin support can be used to drive the products and services in front of the customer. Okay, that's very, very important as well. And then, of course, as you're looking at establishing those business goals, you always want to look at the time frame and determine when those goals need to be due. Okay, remember, and the analogy I just gave is that if your financial goals were $100,000 for the year and you break it down by quarter, that would make your quarterly goal $25,000, right? That's what your quarterly goal. You broke the $25,000 down into 4 weeks, then your goal would be $6,250, right? Broken down into 7 days, it would mean $892 a day. So you begin to understand, okay, this is what I need to do in order to get a clear picture on where I'm at. And I think what happens a lot with women is that we run away from all of the details. But what you need to understand is that the success of it all is what? You got it. It's in the details. And so we need to become very focused on the details and very clear on the details. Here's number three, right? In ways to better focus on the money. Okay, so after you have established business goals to support the financial goals, then what you want to do is you want to go ahead and you want to prepare a cash flow analysis, okay? And what a cash flow sheet is basically is that you have an intake, that is all of the money coming in from the various sales. And on a cash flow worksheet, which could be an Excel spreadsheet, you can break those sales down into specific types of products or specific types of services if you want to see that. But it is a projected amount on the intake side on how much money is coming in. And then, of course, you're going to also have the expenses side, which is how much money is going out. And so it's going to be important that you do a projected cash flow for the next 6 months. Very, very important. Okay. And then once you do a projected cash flow, so you have established your sales goals, you've established business goals to support how you're going to accomplish your sales goals, you've identified tasks to support the goals to know how you're going to accomplish those, and you've also now prepared a cash flow, right? So now it is time for implementation, because you have to determine, how am I going to implement all of the goals and different things that I have laid out to get me to the dollar amount or the cash dollar amount that I said is my goal? How am I going to get to that? What has to be implemented? Well, in order to properly implement, ladies, I'm going to let you know right now, first and foremost, you need to determine whether you need anything to, is there anything that needs to be delegated, or are you going to keep it yourself to do, right? And then you need to develop a power team. If you don't have one already, a power team is just a group of people. They don't even have to be told they're on your power team. That word power team is exclusively for your use, so that in your mind, you know you have a team of people who can really create some powerful support for you in order for you to accomplish your goals and meet your financial sales figures, right? And so again, so you need to develop that power team of people. And you know, I tell clients this all the time, you can't wait until the last moment to do that. You have to create that power team now. So again, remember when I told you earlier in the show, this is time for you to be taking out about 3 hours a week, spread it out over the next 5 days, and just start planning out things. This is what I'm talking about. This is part of your planning, this whole process of getting clear on the money, right? So number four was implementation, delegate and keep. You got to determine what you're going to do with certain tasks, and then develop a power team of people, which means you're going to have to do some calling. But first you need to exhaust a list of what is needed on your power team, really. Right off the bat, I can tell you that most solo entrepreneurs need a good graphics person, a social media person. They need someone who is going to help with their website, right? And they need someone who can do good content writing, whether it's going to be an article or marketing content or content for their website. They need someone who does really, really good content. And then they need a virtual assistant, someone who can help with the daily workflow and keep things going, everything from managing a calendar and all of that to managing a calendar, taking care of social media posting, website updating, all of those kinds of things. A VA can help you with that. So very, very important, right? And last but not least, okay, you've got to be clear on your CEO role, okay? So you've got to understand and have in writing what reports are you responsible for every quarter on your business. What reports do you need to look at in order to see how you are doing money-wise? Is it a balance sheet? Is it a cash flow projection sheet? What is it? But as the CEO of your company, you've got to get clear on that role and know that it's all about the money. It's all about numbers, right? And of course, if you have not keeping system as of yet, I don't care if you're making but $50, then you need to be looking at something like FreshBooks.com or QuickBooks.com. They both have very low cost, efficient marketing software that is constantly updated online for like $9. Some of one of them, I think it's QuickBooks, has it as low as $9 a month, which is not that bad, right? So there you have it. Ways to stay focused on the money. But as the CEO of your business, that's what you are supposed to be focused on anyway, right? And so again, I want to encourage you to do just that. Make sure, ladies, that you mark your calendar. I will have all of the specifics for our implementation mastermind coming up on next Monday, July 3rd. However, I do want to make sure that you go ahead and mark in your calendar from July 11th through, that's a Tuesday, okay? Let me make sure I get that right. Yes, July 11th through August 9th, okay? But it's actually August 8th, Tuesday. So from Tuesday, July 11th to Tuesday, August 8th, okay, go ahead and mark that, and it's is going to be every Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. So mark those dates in your calendar, and then I will definitely be giving you information on how you can register on next Monday for the Implementation Mastermind. Well, there you have it, ladies. I hope you have enjoyed the show today, and I hope that you had the opportunity to take some really, really good notes on everything that we have been discussing and talking about on Successful Woman Radio. I want to remind you to mark your calendar for every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Time. And of course, I so appreciate you for being a listener of our show today. I want to leave you with this, okay? Let this week, okay, be the week that you step up and step out in the role of leadership and ownership. Ensure that you are clear on your goals for the week in the areas of sales, marketing, and follow-up. And remember, you must hold your business in priority if you expect it to yield profitable results. Well, that's all I have for today. I pray that you have an abundant and a blessed week. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.